This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gopak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed the multifaceted India-UAE relations and avenues to broaden the comprehensive strategic partnership to new and emerging areas. Five agreements were signed following the talks. These include MOU in the field of Baraka nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited. An agreement for long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi met President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. She expressed deep appreciation for the historically close and friendly relations between India and UAE, underpinned by strong people-to-people ties. The Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. 23 houses were reduced to ashes in a major fire accident at Abu Thani Colony at Seppa on Saturday. The fire broke out around 6:45 p.m. from an SPT building in the colony and quickly spread to the entire residential area within no time. Efforts were made by the local people, fire tender team and police personnel, CRPF jawans, to douse the flames, but they were unable to save the 23 houses from the blaze. Valuable properties and personal belongings of the families who resided in the houses were also damaged. The district administration has provided immediate relief materials to the affected families and set up a temporary relief camp at the Lal Bahadur Shastri School in Type 3 Colony. The Arunachal Indigenous Tribes Forum has finalized 12 government schools to be adopted with immediate effect in the state. The decision was taken during a meeting it held with community-based organizations of the state in Itanagar on Saturday. The schools to be adopted are the Government School Secondary School, CP by the Tagin Cultural Society, Government Upper Primary School, Geling by the Tuting Memba Welfare Society, Government Secondary School, Shergao by All Sartukpen Plu, Government Higher Secondary School, Trijanu by the Aka Shotuko Kunu, Government Middle School, Bichom by the All Bugun Kowa Society, Government Primary School Mankota by the Kamba Welfare Society Tuting, Government Upper Primary School Bichom by the Sajolang Elite Society, Government Higher Secondary School Miao by the Tangsa Literary and Cultural Development Society, Government Higher Secondary School Maro by the Galo Welfare Society, Government Imi School Supliang by the Nishmi Welfare Society, Government Higher Secondary School Kalaktang by the Monpa Mimang Chokpa, and Bari Basib Residential School in Katang by the All Tutsa Welfare Society. A young male patient who recently travelled from a country currently experiencing mpox transmission has been identified as a suspect case of mpox. The health ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and samples from the patient are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable. The ministry assured that the country is fully prepared to deal with such isolated travel-related cases and has robust measures in place to manage and mitigate any potential risk. Bambusa Library in Tezu celebrated the International Literacy Day on Sunday. On the occasion, Santosh Kumar Sinha, AGM, Tezu Airport, said that NGOs can play a big role in spreading literacy and improving education of the masses. Delivering a speech on career opportunities in airport and airline services, he said that there are ample opportunities for interested and committed youths in the aviation industry. The program was attended by a large number of students, teachers and youth. Sinha also presented the prestigious Bhajan Award 2022 to Dr. R. C. Nayak, Block Elementary Officer of the Anjao District Education Department, and lauded him for his committed efforts to spread the joy of reading in the district. International Literacy Day was observed across the state on Sunday. Attending a program at the Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose Avasiya Vidyalaya at UPA, DDSC T.T. Tara informed that nearly 450 adult learners have passed the functional literacy and numeracy assessment test. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.